Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Kudos to Carol Folt for getting rid of Mary Willingham. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Not many details have surfaced about Mary Willingham's decision to leave the university. She has not submitted a letter of resignation, and the announcement came after a meeting with Chancellor Folt, who supposedly expressed disappointment and displeasure with Willingham's methods, if not her intentions. Good for you, Chancellor, for taking a strong stand towards someone who, unwittingly or not, did tremendous damage to your university's reputation. Whether or not you believe Willingham had the right to come forth after 7 years of laying low, her naivety and stupidity of going to the national media should not be tolerated by any organization that employs her. Faculty and staff have every right to express their views through the proper internal channels, but that's where their opinions need to stay until it is clear that the institution is incapable or unwilling to solve legitimate problems. With a new administration, Willingham could not have taken her case publicly at a worse time, and most likely she lost her job because of it. If the faculty does not understand the influence and importance of major college athletics to the overall brand of the university, it still needs to keep all complaints and concerns inside before brazenly brandishing opinions and information that could readily injure its employer. Sure, tenured faculty members like Jay Smith may feel like they're bulletproof, but they should still be censored and reprimanded by the school for trumpeting personal-based biases. Smith can't be fired, even if he comes out with his critical book about the athletic scandal. But his stand should not be accepted by the administration. The university has pledged to clean up whatever went wrong, and Smith should be treated as a conspirator by continuing to make inflammatory suggestions that misrepresent the true mission of the athletic department. At the very least, the masses that support athletics, as broken as that enterprise may be, should see faculty like Smith as enemies of their total university. Most people don't want to work where they are only comfortable within their own little circle. Maybe Smith will be one of those people and also choose to leave. This is Archansky. See ya.